Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, and welcome to A Sound Heart Radio. This show, Sound Heart Radio, is predicated on the reality of the Word of God, the essential reality of the Word of God, the importance, the essential importance of the Word of God for our lives. And having said that, let me say that it is imperative, therefore, to understand the necessity of learning God's Word. Not learning to apply as it is commonly believed. Nowhere in the Bible, either in the Old Testament or the New Testament, are we enjoined to apply the Word of God to our lives. On the contrary, we are told in the Word of God that we are to hide the Word of God in our hearts, that is to lay out the Word in our hearts so that we might not sin against God. We are to lay up or store up as a treasure the Word of God. On the other hand, there are persons who profess to be believing ones who, when they find themselves under pressure, maybe and maybe not, run to the Bible to find a palliative, as it were, or to find a word that sustains in the storm for which they have not prepared. But when we lay up the Word of God in our hearts, we are prepared. Not, we may not know the particulars of a storm down the road. Of course we don't. But when we have the Word in our hearts, then we become Christ-centered. Our thoughts are centered upon Christ. Our actions, our attitude. Our attitudes are to make you no longer think with the mind of the flesh. You think now with the Word of God, because you want the godliness. And so our hearts are governed by the thinking of God. In other words, we have divine viewpoint at our disposal. And that is what we really want in life, divine viewpoint. And I say this to believing ones because the enemy is going to come at you. He's going to attempt to create discord in your marriage. He is going to attempt to overthrow spiritual lives of your children. He's going to attempt to come into your life in any way so as to create within your heart a lack of focus on God. And when he has done that, when he has accomplished that, he has won. Now, you notice he cannot separate us, because we are told in Scripture, of all asking questions, who can separate us from the love of God? as Christ who hath died. He cannot be separated from the love of God. But the enemy can disrupt fellowship. He can create spiritual discord in our hearts. And so, we do not follow the word of God. We can create our own type of hell, our own type of misery. We call it self-induced misery. Because the prescription that we have been given by God is what? That to learn his word. To become students of the word of God. There are, let me say, there are no shortcuts. Long time ago, when I was a young minister, the pastor who discipled me said that I had to learn the Bible. That was his language. That was his words. Those were his words. And he said it in that manner. And so he said, you have to go to Bible school. And having said that, God opened the door and God made a way for me to go to Bible school. And later on, I went to seminary to continue my training. And I've never forgotten his words because I've seen over the years where others have not been discipled in this manner and what they did to their ministries. It is vital to learn the word of God. It is imperative to learn for the ministry, Greek and Hebrew, history, not only biblical history, but history, economics, anthropology, physical anthropology, medical anthropology, philosophy, science, physics, holistic medicine, allopathic, some things about allopathic medicine or traditional Western medicine, psychopharmacology, you know, and it goes on and on because the preparation that is required within this, so one becomes an endless student of the Word of God. Paul wrote something very important for us in Romans chapter 5. Verse 12 he wrote, wherefore as by one man sin entered into the world, and death by sin. And so death passed upon all men. For that all have sinned. For until the law, sin was in the world, but sin is not imputed where there is no law. Very important verse. Nevertheless, death reigned from Adam to Moses, even over them that had not sinned after the similitude of Adam's transgression. Who is a figure of him that was to come. That is the second Adam, Jesus Christ. I say Adam because the name is not a proper name. It's not a proper noun. The name Adam speaks of the federal head of the human race. He was the Adam. The Hebrew writer also uses the term Ish. It's another term for man in the biblical Hebrew. And Isha, the term for his wife. The Bible also, in the Old Testament, has another term for man. It is Enosh, which means the intrinsically weak ones, the Enosh. And or the incurable one. This is a term that is used for the men of Sodom and Gomorrah, the world. They were called the Enosh, the incurable ones. Beaver is another term for man in the Old Testament, and it means man and his nobility, the nobility of man. As from the hand of God. And it speaks the ability of character and person. Verse 15. But not as the offense, so also is the free gift. The free gift. Now he's speaking about grace. The free gift. For if through the offense of one may be dead, much more the grace of God and the gift of grace, which is by one man, Jesus Christ, hath abounded unto many. Now, was super abounded unto many. And not as it was by one that sinned, so is the gift. For the judgment was by one to condemnation, but the free gift is of many offenses unto justification. The term justification needs to be made right with God. The word condemnation has to do with judgment. For if by one man's offense, or for if by one, which is a sense of the Greek, for if by one offense death reigned by one, much more they which receive abundance of grace and the gift of righteousness or right standing before God shall reign in life by one, Jesus Christ. This is doctrine. This is sound doctrine. This is healthy doctrine to store up in our hearts and in our soul. So we might understand what God has wonderfully done for us, what he has wonderfully accomplished for us in the person of Jesus. Paul's letter to the Romans is his thesis on soteriology, that is, the doctrine of salvation. Please learn the entire book of Romans. If you do so, you will have a grounded and a mature understanding of what God has done for us in Christ Jesus. So he goes on. Therefore, as by the offense of one judgment came upon all men to condemnation, even so by the righteousness of one, the free gift came upon all men unto justification of life. For if by one man's disobedience many were made sinners, so by the obedience of one shall many be made righteous. Moreover, the law entered, and that the offense might abound. But where sin abounded, grace that much more abound. Or in the Greek, it is this wonderful term, and I'm going to summarize it in this way. But where sin abounded, grace super abounded. He uses a definite article for katas, or the Greek word for grace. And so, the grace of God. You and I are wonderful benefactors of divine grace. We are to live out this reality in our daily lives by availing ourselves of His Word. Beloved, God loves you, and learn His Word, study His Word, treasure it up in your heart, and you will see a great difference in your daily life. My name is Dr. Josiah Rich. Have a wonderful day.